We're talking today with Dr. Andrea Del Pilar Lopez, who's with Northwest Kaiser Permanente, and we're going to learn a little bit about her and about her operation and the urgent care center that you work at, which is in outside Portland. Is it Clackamas, Oregon?
Yes, Clackamas, Oregon. Yes, so it's southeast of Portland, yes.
You were born and studied in Columbia. How did you come from Columbia to the northwest corner of the United States?
Oh, that is a long story, but I'll make it short. I grew up in Columbia, went to med school there, and then I wanted to pursue my residency training in the United States. And so I moved to the States about 15 years ago, initially to Florida, went to residency at the University of Florida in Jacksonville, Florida. From there, started my first job in Charleston, South Carolina, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina as well. So I lived in South Carolina for about 10 years. Then I met my husband, who happened to live here in Portland, Oregon, and moved to Portland, been here since February. So that's how I ended up here. But most of the time that I've been in the United States since I moved from Columbia, I spent it in the Southeast, and also spent a year in Austin, Texas, working in pediatric urgent care.
How did you come to be interested specifically in urgent care and specifically in pediatrics?
Pediatrics, because I enjoyed it very much during my residency. It was one of my favorite rotations, and so it was either doing family medicine or pediatrics, and I went with pediatrics. And then urgent care was more of an accident, I will say. I was working in primary care in Charleston, South Carolina. I was working at a academic setting doing primary care, and they opened a pediatric urgent care as part of the university, and they were looking for people to moonlight at the urgent care, pediatricians to moonlight at the pediatric urgent care. And so I thought, well, you know, I can certainly make some extra money that way. And I started moonlighting for them, and I fell in love with it. I thought, you know, this is what I want to do. I don't want to go back to primary care. I enjoy the challenge of seeing sick patients, and so I stayed in doing that and never went back to primary care.
Have you found differences in the pediatric urgent care in the different parts of the country that you've worked in?
Yeah. I work for Kaiser, and Kaiser does things differently. We try to do things more costly effective. And so there are guidelines for referrals, and there are, you know, guidelines for all kind of things at Kaiser. And so I have noticed that the Northwest is definitely a more busy area in terms of, like, you see a lot more patients during a shift, and we see a lot more complex patients than I was used to when I was in South Carolina or Texas. But that's probably the only difference that I have noticed. Other than that, I do think pediatric urgent care is pretty much the same. I feel like in both sides of the country, they do appreciate the existence of pediatric urgent care, because it's definitely a lot more convenient for them after hours, after work, Saturdays and Sundays, holidays. You know, having access to a physician or to medical care during those hours is definitely very convenient for all our families in any part of the country, I believe. Our hours are definitely longer here. Like at Kaiser, we work from 1 in the afternoon until we close at 10 p.m., but we usually stay until 11, sometimes a little bit longer, seeing patients, because it's a pretty busy urgent care because of what it is in the city. And we're close to an ED and a hospital. And so for some reason, you know, we get busier. We get, you know, a lot more patients sent to us. And I think it's because we are next to an ER. So when the patient calls and they are triaged, you know, they are sent to the urgent care you know, if that's what is indicated instead of the ED, you know. So I do think that that plays a role in that. The other thing is, you know, sometimes patients don't have immediate access to their pediatrician because those are also busy offices, and so it's easier for them sometimes just to come to the urgent care. But one thing that Kaiser does greatly is telephone encounters and virtual visits, so that way patients don't always have to come to the office. There are certain things that we can manage either over the phone or through a virtual visit. And then when that is not possible, then they are sent to the urgent care if it's after hours or weekends.
Tell me a little bit more about telephone medicine and the virtual visits.
A lot of visits are done over the phone. Some of them, not all of them, of course, but like things like, for just to give you an example, if it's a cold or, you know, or patient have been having a fever for a day, you know, or if it's a rash, then they can send us pictures or we can do a virtual visit. So the patient has to have an application in their iPad or their iPhone and where we call them and talk to them. That way, you know, face-to-face, it's sort of like FaceTiming with the patient and looking at the rash or looking at the child. There's so much it can be done, but there are certain things that cannot be done. You cannot look at ears that way. You cannot listen to the lungs that way. Kaiser is working on getting that technology, but for now, we do a lot of follow-ups over the phone. Like, I see a patient in the urgent care, and I feel like they need to follow up with their pediatrician, as long as it's not something like that requires a physical exam, you know, then they can certainly either do a phone call follow-up. The pediatrician will call them home and talk to them over the phone and see how things are doing and determine whether or not the patient needs to come in or not. And the same thing for virtual visits.
Tell me how the parents have reacted to that.
I feel like they always offer it, and some patients are fine with it. And if they meet certain criteria, then the visit is offered that way. But we always give them the option to decline it. If they definitely want to be seen, then they, you know, they have the option to make an appointment and come in. I have the feeling that they like it because, you know, not every doctor calls patients nowadays, you know, and it's more convenient also. They don't have to leave their house. Things can be just done over the phone. If a new prescription should be sent to the pharmacy, they can just, you know, go and pick it up at the pharmacy, you know, that type of thing without having to even go to an office. So I think it's definitely more convenient for the patient, and I do think they appreciate it. I am a patient myself to Kaiser, and I have been able to, you know, talk to my doctor over the phone and get prescriptions over the phone, and it definitely makes it easier.
You mentioned the office and when they come into the office and that your hours are from 1 in the afternoon until 10. Tell me a little bit about the setup, what kind of facilities you have there, how many professional staff you usually have on hand, how many people do you see in a day?
So we have about 5 and sometimes 6 providers, and this is basically adult urgent care who also sees kids. And I am the only pediatrician that they have at this time. The other ones are either family medicine doctors or NPs or PAs. And then we have about 1 LPN per doctor. And we have MAs who also help us. And then we have RNs who do the triage. So we are open from 1 to 10. And we have, because we are next to the ED and next to the hospital, we have the capability of doing labs. Like, you can do pretty much anything we want, CBC, chemistry, you know, any kind of labs, really, urine and cultures and respiratory viral panels, and not just the points of care, but also, you know, some additional lab work. And we also have x-rays there, and we also have CT. And we could also even order an MRI, not to be done that same day, but to be scheduled as outpatient. It's a pretty, well-resourced urgent care. It's like we can pretty much function as a small ER or a fast track.
in a typical day, if there is such a thing, how many patients might the urgent care see?
Between the six of us, we could probably see, I would say, an average of, 140 patients a day, something like that. Like the other night, so Saturday, we worked from 9 to 6, and this past Saturday, we saw 165. So that's like, you know, it's a pretty busy day. And then yesterday, for example, we saw 130. That's more of an usual day. So we end up seeing about an average of 20 to 25 patients a day, probably, per shift.
Two of your interests that you've indicated with the Society for Pediatric Urgent Care were quality improvement research and continuing education. What advice or what guidance, where do you think the Society should go with those?
In terms of CME, I think that what I am trying to get out of this Society is support, you know, and resources, because it's such a new field, and I believe there are only like three programs in the country that have a pediatric urgent care fellowship, CM Pediatrics, and I think it's Vanderbilt and Emory in Atlanta. And those are great for like people who are out of residency and want to spend another year specializing. But the question is, what do we do the ones who are already, you know, a few years out of residency and and training basically on the job, because there is really no that type of training. That's one of the weakness of pediatric residences, that we don't get enough training in urgent care. So for those who want to do urgent care, it's like we lack those skills. You know, we know a little bit of procedures, we know a little bit of acute care, but then you really are mainly trained to do primary care, not so much urgent care. When I found this society and I went to a meeting, I was very excited because I felt like, oh, well, there are people just like me doing the things that I do. And really what I want, or you know, is to have access to resources, to guidelines for pediatric urgent care. Right now we're using guidelines from pediatric ERs, like clinical pathways from pediatric ERs that don't always apply to urgent care, right? Because it's a different setting. Urgent care is not pediatric ER, is not primary care, it's something in the middle. And so basically what I would like to get out of the society is that support, being able to continue having the conferences and maybe a bank of data, or, you know, cases or x-ray images that we can all use and sort of like train online on a regular basis to improve our skills.